The West should have acted sooner. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's according to Ukraine's president, who requested more lethal aid during a video conference with U.S. senators. A Senate source who spoke to Fox News Digital says Volodymyr Zelensky believes if Russian sanctions had been imposed sooner, his country wouldn't be at war.
He says they need more planes, need more drones. They need even tougher sanctions. He asked specifically on Visa and MasterCard they'd be suspended in Russia.
Senate Republican Steve Daines. Zelensky also requested an embargo of Russian oil, something lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling for. The Biden administration has been reluctant to do that. After 10 days of war, several Ukrainian cities are encircled by Russian forces, and the country's largest nuclear power plant is under Russian control after an attack on Thursday night. Official word out of Israel that Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Moscow today for more than 2 hours. A steady stream of refugees continues to flee the fighting.
Sitting in a crowded hall at Przemysl train station in southeast Poland.
I'm tired.
Natasha, who's just arrived here with her 4-year-old daughter Maria, says it's awful beyond words. It's been a long journey from the family's home in the heavily bombarded city of Kharkiv on the far side of Ukraine. She says, I lost my house, I took my child, and now I live at this station. It's terrible. But this small station has become intensely crowded as Ukrainians escape in what the UN warns is a looming refugee crisis.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Bipartisan pushback against Senate Republican Lindsey Graham, who called on the Russian people to take out their president. Fellow Senate Republican Ted Cruz called the suggestion an exceptionally bad idea. The White House also weighed in.
No, we are not advocating for killing the leader of a foreign country or regime change. That is not the policy of the United States.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Graham says he'll introduce a resolution declaring Vladimir Putin a war criminal. They're fleeing the flames in the Florida Panhandle, where a wildfire is burning. Two homes in the Panama City area are destroyed. A dozen others are damaged. About 600 homes were evacuated. The 1,400-acre fire is 30% contained. Finders keepers wasn't the case in New York City.
A good Samaritan finding a wallet with $4,000 cash and getting it back to its rightful owner. Eduardo Martinez reportedly dropped his pouch during his commute to work. He frantically raced back to a crowded area in Times Square where he was approached by two cops. The officers explained that they'd been given the wallet by an unnamed woman. Incredibly, the money was still inside.
Fox's Chris DeMeo, one of the stars of a popular sitcom in the 1960s, has died.
Fans of the classic 60s television sitcom My Three Sons will be saddened to hear of the death of one of its stars. Actor Tim Considine, who played the eldest son, Mike, passed away Thursday at his home in the Mar Vista neighborhood of Los Angeles. A Facebook posting by one of his TV brothers, actor Stanley Livingston, called Considine my lifelong friend and surrogate older brother. Tim went through life his way. Considine was born into a showbiz family. His father, John, was an Academy Award-nominated movie producer. Tim Considine was 81.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.